Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Until Death Do Us Part, intimate, true stories about the end of life, afterlife, and more. Call in to share your own story on the air. The number is 516-666-9881. I'm Dave Maroff, and welcome to Until Death Do Us Part. Here are your co-hosts, Summer Bacon and Liz Johnson.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. From wherever you are listening in the world, welcome to Until Death Do Us Part. Live from Sedona, Arizona, I'm Summer Bacon.
And I'm Liz Johnson. We are the proud sponsors of Hoofs and Horns Farm Sanctuary in Picture Rocks, Arizona. We want to express our gratitude and appreciation for everyone who went out and supported their fundraising event last weekend. It was a huge success, so fantastic. Thank you all very much.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. You know, Liz and I have been spiritual teachers for decades between us. We have about a cumulative years of about 50 years.
About 50 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And recently some of our viewers have been, our listeners, some of our remote viewers, I guess, I don't know. but some of our listeners have expressed interest in knowing more about who we are and our backgrounds and why do we even qualify to do this show in the first place. So we will be sharing about that on December 6th on our show. We have previous engagements that day, so we decided we'd pre-record a show about ourselves and share with you about who we are. And so one of the things we want to express, is that if you have a question for us for that show, for the December 6th show, and you would like for us to answer it on that show, please call our voicemail line, which is 928-554-1289. And we'll be repeating that number later in the show today. But that way you can record your question and we'll answer it for the December 6th show. So
so today we're going to be talking about the attitude of gratitude and how it can create miracles in your life. So we would like to hear your stories. How has gratitude changed your journey, influenced your life, made miracles happen? So please call us at 516-666-9881 and share your stories. Let us know what's happening in your world. Please know that your calls are answered in the order that they are received, so we appreciate your patience while we are answering other calls. And for those of you that are calling in from your computers, we'd really appreciate it if you would turn down the volume on your computer so we're not getting background.
Actually, they're calling in on the phone. And then if your computer is on and the sound is on, then we can hear it. It kind of echoes.
Yeah.
And so if you can remember to turn that down when you call us, that would be great. So
yes.
Appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So before we get to our callers, let's go ahead and we'll go to a short commercial break and we will be right back.
Hoofs and Horns Farm Sanctuary is deeply committed to the animals who come here in need. They're either abused, abandoned, orphans, and sometimes just old and worn out, those who have no other options. But we see value in each of God's creatures. We give them a safe, happy life with friends, family, vet care, and great food. One thing they all have in common is everybody else gave up, but we need your help. We're a 501c3 nonprofit charity, and we need your donations to continue helping the animals who need us. Please visit Hoofs and Horns Farm Sanctuary on Facebook or hoofsandhornsfarm.org. Thanks so much.
Are your windows dirty again? At Ontiveros Window Cleaning, we offer cleaning services to residential and business properties while specializing in new construction. You are serviced by the pane and not by the hour, so you are guaranteed a quality clean. We refer to ourselves as window detailers with a nose-to-glass policy with flexible hours, so let us clear your views and bring light back into your homes again. Please visit our website at ontiveroswindowcleaning.com or send a text or call us at 801-949-0548 for a free estimate.
Hi, Lori Lene, licensed massage therapist and owner of Raven's Call Healing Center in beautiful Sedona, Arizona. We offer several different modalities like therapeutic massage, fifth dimensional work with vibrational sound and light, classes and workshops to expand and grow your spiritual awareness, releasing the blocks in the body that no longer serve you so you can live a more vibrant life. Please check us out at RavensCallInc.com or give us a call at 928-202-1179. You get $10 off your first visit. Raven's Call, healing for your soul.
And welcome back. You are listening to Until Death Do Us Part.
Yeah, and today, again, we're talking about the attitude of gratitude and how that has worked magic in our lives. And we also invite you to talk about anything else that you might be moved to share about your experiences metaphysically, paranormal experiences, angelic visits, or anything else that you want to share. This is your platform to share from your heart, and we look forward to hearing from you. And right now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to our caller in the 212 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, this is Bryn from New York City.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, Bryn.
I called last week about the healing on the Hudson River.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember?
Yes, very
so
much.
I have a kind of miraculous event that produced a feeling of gratitude after it happened. So I used to live in Massachusetts, and I lived on this really nice tree-lined street in Cambridge. And then one Sunday morning, I decided to walk the street and to, just to walk because it was such a nice day. So I was walking down the street, and I came to the end of the street, and all of a sudden a door from one of the houses, one of the homes, opened up, and there was this Rottweiler dog that came bounding after me, like he was coming quite intentionally towards me. And behind the Rottweiler was the owner, who said to me, "Watch out," which was very reassuring, I gotta say. So in an instant, in an instant like that, I would have done the stupid thing and probably had run, and you don't want to do that. So what happened as this dog was coming at me, all of a sudden from the sky, this force, I don't know how to describe it, like a bubble or a curtain or something or someone or a group of beings came over me and covered me and enveloped me in a kind of zone, and I could feel it. Something had shifted in, like, from linear time to a place of no time, to non-linear time. And I looked to the side, and I saw this dog coming at me, and all of a sudden the dog stopped short and kind of became very sedate, and he kind of almost like did his own version of a double take. He couldn't figure out, like, what was in front of him. And I kind of glanced very relaxed, which is not like me in a situation like this, to the dog. And I was in the zone, and I kept walking at the same relaxed pace that I was doing. And I felt this incredible, like, curtain of I don't know what. It was like a force field, a protection of divinity protecting me. Probably it knew that this wasn't a good situation, and I had to have some intervention. And so out of that, I became very grateful for that protection, that produced in me a great curiosity and a wonderment, but also as a big aftertaste of gratitude.
I love
for
that. Aftertaste
what
of
happened,
gratitude.
And it was like a kind of pocket in time where I was just in, and everything was in slow motion. It was like when this thing enveloped me, everything went in slow motion, like one of those crash test dummy commercials where you see the dummies in the car you know, that kind of thing. And it was relaxed and sedate, just like a Sunday is supposed to be.
That's so beautiful.
What a gorgeous story that was.
I really think that, part of that is because of your calm attitude that you invited that in. You said, okay, I'm not going to run. That's not the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And you just maintained in this place of total calm and peace. And when you do that, you call in that kind of energy into your life. It's like really connecting with God and spirit and whatever else is out there. Yeah. You went into
something
the zone.
Something switched in me because I did feel this force coming down from the sky. It totally, like I said, went from a kind of 3D linear time where I was to a nonlinear space of timelessness and peace and safety, you know.
Yeah, you were definitely being protected.
Yeah, and I think your attitude, you're right about my attitude shifted because I was in that space or I felt that space coming on me like, this is how you do it, Bryn. This is how you operate in a situation like this or whatever, you know.
Well, and what I love about your story is the way that you it's a little different than what I was kind of expecting today. I mean, your gratitude came afterwards. It deepened your gratitude for the possibilities of the universe. And I really love that. That's beautiful, really beautiful.
Yeah.
So thank you, Bryn, for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Bryn. We really appreciate your calling.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I am a storyteller, and I have to tell my story.
Go for it. Jump right in.
Because it made me think about something that happened to me when I was 18 years old. I was traveling in France, and I, long story short, had no place to stay. I was traveling with a male friend of mine, but we were not boyfriend and girlfriend. We were just friends, really close friends. And the hotels would not let us stay in the hotels because we weren't married. And no matter how much we begged and pleaded, they wouldn't do it. So the police station was the only opportunity to find out what do we do, where do we go to be safe in Aix-en-Provence, France. And the police told us to go walk, I don't know, 3 miles down something, and that there was a farm where they didn't mind if people, you know, camped on the farm at night and things like that. So we walked all the way down there at night, and we spread out. We just had one sleeping bag, which my friend had, spread it out and fell asleep under the stars. And in the morning, we were awakened by a pack of wild dogs charging at us.
Whoa.
And so it was starting to rain, and we grabbed everything that we had and took off as quickly as we could. And it turns out that the farmer was burning the field down. We never saw these dogs go past us, get close to us, and it was a big pack of wild dogs. I'm not kidding. And I just don't think we both felt like, wait, those dogs didn't exist. I mean, on this plane.
Right, right.
So, and absolutely the attitude of gratitude kicked in at that point. And I never forgot that, you know, from the time I was 18 years old and realized that that was really something that was actually, you know, a gift from God.
Well, very miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I remember the old guy was like, you know, burning this field down, and there's all these flames going all over the place, and we come walking out of the field, and he's got this big toothless grin, and he's like, ah, bonjour, bonjour. He was so adorable. We're like, yeah, bonjour.
Yeah. You're burning your field down.
We almost went with it.
Yeah, we almost went with it, yeah. Yeah, that would definitely wake you up in the morning.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
Nice that we can laugh about these things later.
Yeah, it's never funny at the moment, but always funny later.
Yeah.
Well, I am a firm believer in gratitude, and you know, I love this time of year, especially, you know, November. Our thoughts are turned to Thanksgiving holiday, and Thanksgiving was founded on gratitude.
Yeah.
And although I realize it's probably not all stars and rainbows and moonbeams for everybody at Thanksgiving, it is one of those holidays that reminds me to be mindful of all the things that I am grateful for.
Yeah.
And certainly there have been times in my life when I have been profoundly scared, but I always relied on being grateful for everything that I had in that moment.
Mm.
Because, you know, as we were talking about earlier, you know, when someone comes over to your house and you serve them a meal and they're mm-hmm. telling you how much they enjoyed it and appreciate it, what's the first thing you say?
You want to give them more. You want some more?
You want some more? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that when we are in a state of gratitude, we are in a state of grace, mm-hmm. and the universe responds in kind and gives us more of what we are grateful for.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
So, anyway, it looks like we have another caller waiting. So area code
951, you're on the air. Thank you for calling in. Area code 951.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So welcome to Until Death Do Us Part. And you are live on the air. We'd love to hear what you have to share with us today.
Oh, well, I didn't know if you were doing like readings or pulling cards or anything like that.
No, we do actually do those things, but not on the air.
This is
really all about you, and we'd love to hear. Do you have some kind of a magical, exciting, beautiful experience that you'd like to share with us? Something that you can't explain necessarily in from this 3D realm?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff on YouTube. I know there was a train, I think, in Italy that disappeared under a tunnel, and
uh-huh.
they couldn't find out where it went.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that's wild.
All kinds
huh.
of stuff.
Really? Was that recent?
Yes.
Wow, I have not heard of that.
I didn't hear that either.
Mm,
wow.
I like that.
I like that.
I don't like it for the people on the train. I just am fascinated by these kinds of stories.
Did they find the train?
No.
No. Wow.
Wow.
So anything ever happened to you specifically or... In not maybe disappearing on a train like that, but have you had any kind of interdimensional experiences or visitations or things like that?
Yeah, I sometimes I get them in my dreams. I knew a girl, and she appeared to me in my dreams a couple times.
Oh wow, was she alive or was she still on the earth?
Well, she was alive.
I mean, still on the other side. I mean, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. very alive, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what made that magical
flower.
For you?
Just, you know, it was a whole kind of a magic, you know, it was a miraculous experience, you know.
So were you doing some astral travel in your sleep?
Yeah, I like to do that. We spend a lot of time in sleep, so, you know, it really made that way.
Oh, very cool.
So have you had other experiences doing astral travel in your sleep where you've connected with people that you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun. I love doing that. I think it's fascinating. It really is.
It's very, very amazing.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in and thank you for sharing. And please, we hope you stay on and listen to the rest of the show. Just appreciate you being there and calling in and thank you for letting us know who you are.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, how sweet.
Very sweet.
We were talking about astral travel before we did the show today because I had a couple of out-of-body experiences last night where I met men who seems like I've known forever in spirit. So we started kidding about my... My astral boyfriend.
Your astral boyfriend.
Hey, you know.
So, yeah, no, out-of-body experiences are very real. There's a very big difference, I think, from just a dream. Because when I'm out-of-body, it's so incredibly real. And dreams are real-ish, but...
It's different.
Yeah, astral travel is tangible. It's tangible as sitting here, you know, with Liz talking here.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah, it's something that nobody could ever really tell you you're not doing that because you know you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are grateful for our astral journeys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yours, you know, gratitude is is so powerful. It's a great way to manifest things into your life. Many years ago, I had a spiritual teacher. His name was Ron Roth, and there may be some of you in our listening audience who are familiar with Ron's teachings and his ministry here on the earth before he transitioned out. Ron had been in a really nasty car accident, and obviously he'd filed the claim with his insurance company, and they weren't getting around to handling his claim quite as quickly as he felt they should have. And he came to find out that they had lost his file, so they had none of the records of this accident. And, you know, in typical human fashion, he was probably pretty annoyed about all that and let them know in no uncertain terms that he was annoyed about that. And one day while he was meditating, his guides came to him and said, you know, start praying and being grateful for them handling your claim. And he's like, but they're not handling my claim. They've lost my file. And the guidance was to pray for in gratitude for them to handle this claim. Well, lo and behold, a couple of weeks later, they started to rearrange their office and they moved a file cabinet and they found Ron's file. And so ultimately his claim was settled and he was able to get his car. I don't remember if he replaced it or repaired it, but that's irrelevant. But it was.
He took the money and ran.
But it was, you know, because he was able to shift his energy and get into a state of grace or gratitude that things were resolved. And it works that way for us as well.
Yeah. I mean, really, there's it's an interesting thing when you find that there are, well, like our first caller, Bryn, you know, the story that I was talking about with the dogs and everything, that we can have gratitude in, even for what we think and perceive initially is bad stuff and say, oh, thank goodness a pack of wild dogs was coming at me and saved my life at that moment. And so a lot of times we don't understand that everything that happens in our lives has purpose and meaning. And you say, well, why would this be happening? How can you say that that would have purpose and meaning? We don't really know all the answers until maybe later when we leave this earth, we might find out the answers. But if we can live in a place of gratitude and trust with everything, for example, I'm a trance medium and there's a spirit named Dr. Peebles that I work with, and he walked the earth. And one of the things he shared recently I thought was really quite interesting, because everything in life is energetics. And you do something and there's a reaction. If I push the air towards you, you feel the wind from my pushing the air towards you, fanning you or whatever with my hand. Well, Dr. Peebles said something about the fact that if you stub your toe and you say, oh man, you know, I was having a great day and then I stubbed my toe and why me? And get upset about it. But little do you know that in the universe, in the scheme of things, that because you stubbed your toe and because you're that kind of a compassionate, loving person who wants to do good things in this world, you were willing to put your toe in that position to be stubbed and it hurt because it saved 200,000 lives. Maybe just that one little tiny shift. There was a book by or a short story by Ray Bradbury where people went to travel into the future and they were told not to walk off this path. It was sort of like a ride that you could go on, but never go off the path. You know, walk through and you could see the future, but it was important they didn't go off the path. So when they came back, nobody went off the path, but a butterfly from the future landed on the path and was crushed by the foot of one of the people on this journey.
Oh.
And he thought, oh, it's just a butterfly, no big deal, and came back to the present. And when he came into the waiting room where they had started out, the language had completely changed. So,
wow.
So it was just this, you know, little insignificant moment that he thought didn't mean a thing that changed the world.
Had a huge impact. Yeah.
So, I mean, I've spent time actually saying thank you when I stubbed my toe and when things have gone wrong. Okay, I know there's a reason for it. Thank you, God. This is a moment that is not easy, but I appreciate it because I know that there's going to be something good coming out of this when I get to the other side of it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and, you know, there's been a lot of scientific studies about gratitude. the Psychology Today actually did a publication. Their website is www.psychologytoday.com, and they said 7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. And it says, whether you choose to write a few sentences in gratitude or to simply take a moment to silently acknowledge all that you have, giving thanks can transform your life. And he said, there are 7 scientifically proven benefits. And the first one was gratitude opens the door for more relationships. I think that that's probably true.
Yeah. And you say thank you to somebody and they say you're welcome. And then
you don't know if there's going to be a friendship that evolves from that.
I had it. Meet your soulmate.
Meet your soulmate. I had a recently I did some remodeling in my house and I was looking for recommendations for a shower door because we needed to have a shower door made. And someone who's in my neighborhood chat room invited me over to her house to see her shower door. I kind of thought that was unusual because, you know, you don't know.
I could be some crazy person.
Come look at my shower
Come
door.
Look at my shower. Or maybe she is. But
anyway, so I took her up on that offer and I went over and saw her shower door and she gave me the name of the person who installed it. And, you know, and I thanked her for it. And I said, you know, I really appreciate your allowing me to come into your home and see this. And we have been friends ever since. And we get together every so often and have coffee and talk and chat. So you never know. How that can show up in your life. But I thought that was really a fun little attribute.
I think that's beautiful. I really do.
It was great. She's a wonderful person. We actually have a lot in common. So I've really enjoyed that.
Yeah. How cool is that? I think you and I became, you're making me think, because I think you and I became friends because of gratitude, you know?
You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do. I think we were just like so, we liked each other and we were grateful for each other and we just sort of connected and talked about we were commiserated about certain things and all of that. And I was grateful for it. And certainly you were.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we have such a long history.
Yeah. Yeah.
From so many lifetimes
past
before.
Lives.
Yeah. Lots of past lives.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely have a relationship from that. I think that we need to go to another short commercial break. And we will be right back.
I'm here with Julie Valentine, Sedona realtor, and a good friend of mine. And Julie has been doing this work in Sedona for a very long time. Julie, tell us about yourself.
Thanks, Summer. I'm Julie Valentine, obviously with Sedona Dream Home. And I consider myself a real estate consultant versus an agent. And we really take to heart guiding hearts to their homes. It's our whole premise. We allow a lot of space and time for people to really tap into the right home for themselves. If you are selling and you are being guided to a new destination, we have the latest in marketing technologies for you, too. You can find us at SedonaDreamHome.com or 928-202-2394. I am with Realty One Blue Mountain Desert.
Hi, my name is Michelle Wells, and I am the manager, stylist with the excellent team at Bella Luna Hair Salon, located at 3147 North Robert Road, Prescott Valley, Arizona. Our phone number is 928-775-6706. You can also check out our website at www.bellalunahair.com. Hope to see you soon. Have a wonderful day.
And we are back. You are listening to Until Death Do Us Part. If you have a story about gratitude that changed your life, created a miracle, or somehow altered your perceptions, please call us at 516-666-9881. Or if you just have some really cool paranormal story that you would like to share, please call us 516-666-9881. And we are talking about the scientific benefits of gratitude. And one of the other benefits that they cite is gratitude improves your physical health. Well, that makes perfect sense to me because I think when you're grateful, you're happy. And happiness automatically improves your health.
Yeah, if nothing else, it improves mental health at least.
Absolutely.
Which then I certainly think it affects the body. Yeah.
Well, it's all connected. You know.
Now that I think about it.
Mind, body, spirit. Yep. But yeah, it's all connected. And, mm-hmm. and they do go on to say, number three is gratitude improves your psychological health.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it makes perfect sense. I mean, if you're grateful, you're happy.
Yeah.
You're happy with where you are in your life. You're happy with how things are going. Even if they're not always going well, an attitude of gratitude is going to keep you from feeling depressed or
right. You know, it's interesting because it makes me think of when my grandpa died. I was 9 years old and my mom went back to Ohio and to celebrate his life. And he was just the best salt of the earth man. He was a janitor at the school in Mantua, Ohio. And the people there absolutely loved him. The kids loved him. The parents loved him. When I went back there were hundreds of Valentine cards for him from all the Aww. Students in the school. I mean, he was dearly loved. And I remember at 9 years old hearing my mom tell me that, you know, because I'm thinking funeral, sadness, tears, and all this stuff. And my mom came back with the biggest smile on her face. And she said, what a wonderful time she had. And what a beautiful time she had with everybody and the family. And they sang songs and they partied and they drank and they ate and they told stories about my grandpa. And
wow.
and they were, because everybody was so incredibly grateful to have known him. And that was a real eye opener for me to see that people could actually be celebrating a life like that
mm-hmm.
and feeling such gratitude It warmed my heart because I loved my grandpa very, very much. There's an old, who's the guy who sings a song? I wish I could think of the name, but it starts out, I went to a funeral and Lord, it made me happy seeing all those people that I ain't seen since the last time somebody died.
Funerals and weddings, the uh-huh. gathering place. Yeah.
Yep, yep. I can't remember the name of the guy. I wish I could. I'm sorry if I have not cited you in this particular quote, but.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, yeah, definitely. You know, it's so funny as you were sharing that story. It reminded me of my dad. And I'll just quickly share a story about him. It's very similar. He was a playground monitor.
Oh.
At his granddaughter's elementary school. And all of the kids loved him. Everybody called him Grandpa.
Oh.
And they would come up and hold his hand and give him hugs. And same thing on Valentine's Day, he got all of these Valentines from these kids. And it made him so happy
oh.
because he knew that they loved and appreciated him,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they had gratitude for his existence on the playground.
Yeah. And, you know, I think your dad and my grandpa were very similar in that I know my grandfather loved being a janitor.
Yeah.
And so if you think about it in terms of his love for being a janitor, his gratitude for that job.
Exactly.
You know, it was not supposedly the most glamorous job, but I would say it is.
Yeah.
You know, considering the joy that he spread and the joy that he felt from it.
Absolutely.
But I mean, that's how gratitude can, is the word proliferate, I guess.
Yes.
In the world. Yeah.
Yes.
And with your dad too, he probably loved being a playground monitor.
Oh, he did. He loved the kids.
Yeah. Wow.
My dad loved children. He loved being around them. You
uh-huh.
know, he loved seeing the world through their eyes.
Wow.
You know, cause everything's fresh.
Yeah.
And their perspectives are pure and innocent. And yeah, he absolutely loved being a playground monitor.
Oh,
gosh. So,
I'm feeling like all full of gratitude for doing the show.
I know. Me too.
Getting all warm and fuzzy here.
Anyway, so they go on to talk about gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. Well, again, if you're in a state of grace and gratitude and you're overall, you're happy. You're certainly not going to feel aggressive towards somebody else.
Right.
Which, and I think you are more empathetic for people that are going through various traumas in their life.
Yeah.
You know, and grateful that perhaps you're not going through that same experience.
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. I think it's, I don't know, for some reason I get a vision of just a mommy, you know, caring for a sick child and then giving them their favorite teddy bear and saying, here's your teddy bear. And it's like, oh, I feel so grateful for my teddy bear that he's here with me, or the, you know, the cat or the dog that's snuggled up next to you, and you feel so grateful. And it just puts you in that place of feeling a little bit more peace in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, and they go on to say that grateful people sleep better. Well, I could see how that could be true, you know, because you probably have a clear conscience, you know, you're grateful for the events of the
good
day.
Point. Yeah.
You know, I know that that's one of the things that I do every morning. You know, as soon as I open my eyes, my first thought is, thank you, God, for everything, you know, because I am truly grateful for it all. Doesn't mean that, you know, stuff doesn't happen in my life that challenges me to grow. Nobody likes to grow. But
yeah.
But yes.
I know I'm grateful for a good night of sleep when I won.
Yeah. That's a rare occurrence in my house. We have 5 animals, two cats, 3 dogs, and they all like to sleep with us.
Oh, gosh.
A king-size bed is not big enough.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's so funny.
But, they all want to snuggle up. They all want to be close to you.
Yeah.
One of our dogs sleeps with his head on my pillow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad if he didn't snore, but you know, I appreciate, that they want to be close to me.
Well, and and the funny thing is, it's like all of a sudden you're very grateful for that snoring once somebody you love is gone.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden you're like, oh, I miss that snoring.
Yes.
And I would be more than grateful to hear it one more time or whatever it might be.
So
we don't know the things that are things we think are just annoyances are really actually real gifts to us. And we should be grateful for all of it, I suppose, huh?
Yeah.
Even when my cat comes into my bed and decides to plop his bottom into my face.
Well, yes, too. Well spoken.
Tactfully so.
Yes. Anyway, and then it goes on further to say that gratitude improves our self-esteem, which, again, that makes perfect sense to me because, you know, one of the things that I am most grateful for is I am grateful for my health.
Mm.
I am grateful for my physical body and everything that it allows me to do.
Yeah.
You know, I get up every day. I'm out of bed under my own power. You know, if you're somebody that is dependent upon someone else to help you with all those things, you understand what a gift it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Grateful for health and grateful for the roof over my head. And, I've had a few moments in my life where I wasn't grateful for the roof over my head because it wasn't what I really wanted, I thought. And just as soon as I would become very grateful for that, then it was taken from me. You know, it's one of those things like, wow, you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Boy, that, yes, well put. That's a great point. And the last one that they share here is that gratitude increases mental strength.
What do they mean by that?
I think that they're talking about overall mental health. You know, you're in a state of well-being because of your attitude.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. And I think the more that we practice gratitude, the more we even, I've heard that even if you force a smile, you don't feel like smiling, but I'm going to go ahead and smile now. It actually will change your attitude about life. And so if you practice gratitude, even if you're not feeling it, you know, wake up in the morning and thank you, God, for this beautiful day. I love tax day. Tax day is my favorite day. I just love filing my taxes, you know, and you just keep saying it. What happens is it regears your it's like breaking an old habit of looking at it as doom and gloom and saying, thank you for this beautiful day and for all the pleasures, treasures and wonders within it. I get to do my taxes. I have money that I need to do taxes for. I have a job that I need to do taxes for. That's amazing. How beautiful. And you just keep reinforcing that beautiful side of yourself. So it becomes habitual to think in a positive way, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so true. When I first moved up to Prescott Valley, where I currently live, for the first 2 years I was there, spirit pretty much kept me sequestered in my home.
Mm.
And I couldn't get a job to save myself.
Mm.
It's like every job I applied for, I wasn't hired for.
Oh, wow.
It was either overqualified or underqualified, but it was Spirit's way of saying you need to just spend this time alone. But every day I would get up and I would spend an hour meditating, and I would tell God that I was so grateful for this experience, that I was grateful that I had money to pay my bills and money to buy food and money to buy clothing and do the things that I needed for my well-being.
Right.
And I don't know how the money showed up. I can't even tell you how the money showed up, but it was always there.
Wow.
But I know that it was because I was grateful. I was in that state of grace.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's if you want to manifest something good in your life, be grateful for everything that you have, because the universe will just give you more of what you are grateful for.
Well, it's just like a little kid who has like a zillion toys in their bedroom and they don't appreciate, I have nothing to play with. And I know when my kids were growing up, they say they have nothing to play with. I'm not going to get them something else to play with necessarily until they appreciate what they do have.
Exactly.
Or you pull a few of those toys away for a little while, and then all of a sudden they're, wait, where is that doll of mine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they gain a greater appreciation for it. So it's once again, you know, be grateful for what you have, because once it's gone, you might really miss it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Hmm.
That is so true.
Wow.
But we were also researching some of the spiritual attributes of gratitude.
Yeah, yeah. And I found this article online. It's called The 7 Powerful Spiritual Benefits of Gratitude. And it's by Shara, I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly, Donahue, C-H-A-R-A Donahue. And it's on ibelieve.com. And it was just a random search, but I really liked what I saw there. Because this is my favorite one. Out of the 7, this pretty much covers it as far as I'm concerned. Gratitude helps us love God back.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Yes.
Doesn't it feel nice to, you know, I mean, we have the gift of breath as we wake up in the morning. Thank you, God, for this ability to breathe, for this beautiful day and all the pleasures, treasures and wonders within it.
Absolutely.
And as you go forward. So.
Oh, and I'm always grateful for that first cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
I do. It's like, thank you, God, for this cup of coffee, and please bless everyone that is responsible for making it possible.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about that one, huh?
Yes.
Honestly, to our listeners, think about your cup of coffee and what it took to get that cup of coffee into your beautiful hands, which are a gift in and of themselves. But you have this cup of coffee that was made by the coffee beans, but who planted them? And then there's the wind and the sun and the air
and the rain.
And then there's the people who pick the coffee beans but also there's all the little bugs who till the soil to make that even happen.
Exactly.
And it goes on and on. And then I thought about, you know, the fact that making the coffee in the first place, just what it takes for that water to get into the coffee maker.
Yes.
And oh, by the way, there's a cup that you're holding in your hands. Who made that? Who designed it?
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, where did that earth come from to create the ceramic that it's made from?
Exactly. Or the porcelain.
And it just goes on and on. We are all so interconnected. It's just incredible when you contemplate something like that. And that might sound strange to some of you, but it's not strange to me. I think that's just where you can just go on with gratitude infinitely in that moment.
Absolutely.
Keep going and you'll trace it back to the first drop of water that was created on the earth, you know? Really.
It really is very incredible. And
yeah.
And it reminds me over and over again of the absolute infinite connection to everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And the second thing on this spiritual benefits list was that it's a form of worship, that gratitude is a form of worship, of being, again, kind of ties into number one, which is just being grateful to God for everything that we have in our lives. Thank you so much for what I have here and now. Let's see what we can do with that. Let's build upon it. Let's make that stuff that we're grateful for the foundation for a beautiful, beautiful future.
Yes.
It's a solid ground that we build our lives on.
And that's where the miracles come from.
Yeah, you were saying something earlier, Liz, when we were talking before the show about you know, if you're not grateful for something, and you're focusing on the things, on the lack.
Right. Well, you know, everything goes where your attention is. You know, if you're focused on lack and what you don't have, and you're envious of what your neighbor has, you're creating more of what you don't want.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a place of, well, I don't have that and I don't have this, well, what are you affirming?
Right.
You're affirming to the universe that I don't have. And the universe says, you're right.
Yeah, because the universe is just one big yes machine. You know?
Exactly.
I don't have it. Okay. You're right.
You're right.
And if you want it, then take the step to make it happen.
Exactly.
And really, it's just do what you can to make it happen, and also let the universe guide you as to the very best direction for your life, because it may not be to have that mansion and the Ferrari in the garage. That's not going to necessarily be your greatest joy. You might find that you're much happier living in a little house, you know, or whatever,
in the country,
and walking your dog, and
meeting
the small town grocers or whatever. So
exactly,
yeah. So let the universe guide you and go into your heart and be moved there through gratitude. Thank you for this beautiful day. Go in that direction. You'll find some real incredible magic happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We do need to take another short commercial break.
Okay.
And we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Maroff, transformational life coach and spiritual counselor. Are you feeling stuck? Can't find your way? Have the questions but can't find the answers? Life coaching can help you move forward from where you are in your life to where you want to be. So give me a call at 928-642-8443 to schedule an appointment today, or visit my website at www.davehartom.com. I'm here to help you. Have a wonderful day.
And we are back. You are listening to Until Death Do Us Part. If you have a miracle story that you would like to share about how gratitude has touched your life and shifted your perspective, or if you have even a paranormal story, an out-of-body story, a ghost story, feel free to call us at 516-666-9881.
Yeah, and we're talking about the 7 powerful spiritual benefits of gratitude. The thing I'm finding very interesting, when we looked at the scientifically proven benefits and then look at the 7 powerful spiritual benefits, they're really all one and the same in so many ways. It's just a different way of talking about the very same thing.
Exactly.
And the scientific community isn't talking about the energy of God or the energy of spirit, but it's all getting to the same destination in many ways.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Creating the same things. Let's see, it was number 3 is it disciplines our thoughts, which is just like, what was the one on there? It was the strengthens our mind.
Strengthens your mental strength. Increases your mental strength.
Increases mental strength. So it disciplines our thoughts. It's the same. We're saying the same things from 2 different sides of the coin, but it's the same coin.
Exactly.
So I find that really, yes. It's like my mother-in-law from many years ago, when I was in Oklahoma, she was she was really skeptical of the things that I would talk about with spirit, and the way that I believed in God was very different than her way of believing. She was Southern Baptist. And finally, one day she came downstairs and she told me, she said, "Hey, Summer," she said, "you know, I think we're just talking about the same things, just using different words. I think we're talking about," she said, "what I call angels, you call spirits." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "That's very interesting." So we really connected on that, and suddenly it was no longer an issue. So let's see. So I just loved my mother-in-law. She was really awesome. We really got along very, very well at that time. Former mother-in-law. So the other one that is on the list is that number 4 is it creates a posture of humility. And I don't really know do you have a perspective on that?
Well, I think that humility is another way of saying being humble.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't say that the meek shall inherit the earth or the humble shall inherit the earth. But I think that when we are in that state of gratitude, we tend to be more calm and peaceful.
Uh-huh.
You know, which is, to me, it's not... humility is not being lowly.
Right, and people do often equate it with that.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think it is a deeper spiritual level of gratitude.
Yeah, you think about some athletes who express their gratitude
to God for their gifts, yeah, their abilities. Yeah.
And then you listen to them talking and it's like, wow, they're just so humble and it's so beautiful because they're not saying, I'm the greatest in the world and it's me. They're saying, you know, this could not have happened without something larger than life.
Right.
And
something bigger than myself.
And humility is a really kind of an attractive quality, I think.
I think so too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's what humility is it's having an appreciation for your gifts, mm-hmm. your talents, and abilities, but not from a boastful place, but from a place of just recognizing that something greater.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Helped you get there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then was there something on your list of the scientific benefits that matches this one? This one is number 5. It reduces anxiety.
Well, it says gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. So I guess that would be similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that happens because when we're in a state of gratitude, we do feel less anxious because we're not thinking about the things we're anxious about. And
right.
we can look at it like, I need so much money in my bank account and I feel anxious about it because it's not there. But then you say, well, but I'm grateful that I have $2 in my bank account and it's a beginning.
Right. Right.
And, you know, and so you start focusing on the places where there is certainty, but I do have money. I'm not without money. I have money.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for these $2 bills. And hopefully they'll make babies someday.
That reminds me of a scene in A Wonderful Life.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, that's right. I was wondering, I knew that was from someplace, right.
Well,
exactly.
We had callers last week that talked about how they manifested the abundance that they needed or the money that they needed to cover their bills.
Yeah.
And it was through prayer and gratitude.
Prayer and gratitude, absolutely. And let's see, number 6 is gratitude erodes envy, which I thought that was interesting because now we're focusing on
what we have.
Yeah. And not worrying about what we don't have anymore.
Well, you know, I don't think that our life is about keeping up with the Joneses necessarily, you know.
Well, you know, but it just brings to mind another form of gratitude. I am so grateful that my children have the jobs that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that they are such good people.
Mm-hmm. That they are healthy.
Uh-huh. And so I can be, you know, grateful that somebody is promoted.
Yes.
Even if I didn't get promoted.
Right.
I'm so grateful that there's promotion in the world. I'm so grateful that good people with good qualities and skills are being recognized.
Absolutely.
So it's really putting it out there and saying, I say this to my friends who've accomplished something, and I'm always telling them, I'm so proud of you. I'm so grateful that you have this opportunity for growth in your life. How beautiful.
Absolutely. I am always so thrilled when I hear that something good has happened to someone that I care for, you know, a friend, a family member, a colleague. You know, I'm in competition with no one.
Uh-huh.
I want to see everyone succeed.
Right, right.
You know, because to me, that is where my joy comes from, or it is a source of joy for me.
Yeah.
To watch other people be happy and be successful.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. It's so beautiful. So the number 7 on the list, because I wrote these down because I couldn't print it out from the internet. I think some doctor came in and scrawled number 7 because I can't read it, but I believe it says something like it rejuvenates our hearts. It repairs our hearts.
Yes.
And I think that's very, very true.
I think so, too.
Gratitude, we feel fulfilled and happy. And
yes, and happiness will definitely heal your heart.
Absolutely, no question about it. It's all about love. It's all about giving love to everything that we have in our lives.
Yes, yes, and being grateful for it. And there's the list of things I'm grateful for is endless.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Pretty amazing to be a human.
Yeah, it's quite a journey.
Yeah, I love it. I love watching people having fun. I love watching people interacting. I love it when I have a moment and I'm grateful for those moments of just seeing somebody who took the time to hold the door open for somebody else and or to carry a package into the post office. It makes my day, and I'm grateful for even just those little things that happen outside of my own, you know, it's not something I'm actually doing, but I'm involved because I'm watching it and
yes,
I'm grateful for it.
The observer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know,
The grateful observer.
The grateful observer. Mm-hmm. Yes. So many things that we can do during the course of our day that are small acts of kindness that will create gratitude, not just in the eyes of the and the hearts of the receiver, but ours is, don't you just feel better when you've done something for someone?
I do. And, you know, it was just last week I had a most interesting experience. I was in the grocery store and they have some kind of a contest going on. The clerks need to get involved and they need to get money for buying turkey dinners for the poor. And so I gave $5 and she was so grateful. And she said, oh, I only have $8 more to go. And I guess when they hit the $100 mark, they get some kind of a bonus or whatever. And I'm not normally one who carries cash at all. And I happen to have $8 in my purse. And I thought, you know what? I walked away and I turned around, walked back, and I just handed her the money. And I said, $8. She goes, really? Oh, gobble. And she goes, gobble, gobble, because that's what they're doing at the store at Safeway. And so it was so beautiful. Then I went right after that to get my car, to get the oil changed. And the guy who's there is a all mechanic all the time. He's super nice. I've been going there for years, but he's very a man of few words. You know, I'm getting my oil changed. That's it. We talk mechanics. And I just told him, I said, you know, I'm so grateful for you. I said, I think you've been here for a long time. He said, yeah, 25 years. And I said, yeah. I said, you guys are awesome. So when it came time to pay my bill, he told me the price was, you know, $30-something. And he goes, wait a minute. No, don't pay. And he reaches down and he pulls out a coupon and he gives me this coupon off and it cost me something like half that.
Wow.
And I said, thank you so much. So it was really, you know, the gratitude spreads like crazy. So.
Yes, it does. Yes,
yeah.
It does. Absolutely. Well, we are so appreciative of those who listened in today and called in today. And please tune in next Friday, November 8th. At 12 noon Arizona time, we'll be talking about remote viewing with world-renowned UFOologist. Am I saying that right?
Ufologist.
Ufologist. Thank you.
UFO expert.
Thank you. That's easier. And author of 8 books, Tom Dungo. You can find our podcasts on Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend. Post about us on your social media. Follow us on Facebook. We look forward to hearing about you from you. And if you're unable to call in for our live show, please call into our recorded line, 928-554-1289. And you can also go to our website, www.untildeathdoespartllc.com, for all of our archived shows. And
thank you
for letting us know
who you are.